Hall of Voices. The Hall of Voices sits to the right of the Hall of Tones, seamless white granite, windows of beveled stained glass, an acoustic miracle inside its golden doors. It exists for only one purpose, a purpose that offers one of the most transcendent, sacred privileges our spirits ever experience. When you hear the definition of angels, you'll discover that while their communication with us and with each other is very powerful, it's accomplished exclusively through telepathy. Angels never speak, not a word. But on the highest of God's true holy days, all the angels in God's infinite legion, angels of every wing color and level of power, gather in the Hall of Voices to perform an a cappella concert of soaring hymns, celebrating the joyful worship of their Creator. This vast, sacred choir, full of beings whose only sounds are reserved for songs praising God, produce a magnificence unlike any other in the universe, and spirits flock to the Hall of Voices by the millions from every corner of the other side to watch and listen in humble awe. And every few thousand years, an event so holy occurs that the angels' joy can't be contained by the Hall of Voices, or by the other side, or by the dimension in which it exists, and it spills into all the dimensions of God's creation, including ours on earth. One of these events was recorded in the Bible in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 14, which describes those moments immediately following the birth of Jesus. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." A multitude of the heavenly host, also known as a choir of all God's angels, gathered for a rare divine concert in the Hall of Voices.